So you've launched your credit repair business, you're growing it fast, and you're changing a whole lot of lives. Awesome! Everything you learned in the Credit Hero Challenge, it worked, and it's really, really exciting. But as you grow, you begin to wonder, who is my ideal credit repair client? Should I enroll just anyone who's willing to pay, or are there special things that I should look for? The truth is, there are a few circumstances that may not be a perfect fit for credit repair. See, we don't work off of loopholes or hacks. No, we use the law to get results and to change lives. So sometimes, even though you want to help, there are things that credit repair cannot fix. And in today's episode, I'm going to help you to identify your ideal clients, those who you have the best ability to change their life, and what things you should watch out for so that you can set the right expectations for each and every client. So stick around. So the big question is this: how can we take our passion for helping people with their credit and turn it into a successful business without taking loans, without spending a fortune, by bootstrapping it from nothing, so we can help the most people and still become highly profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Daniel Rosen, and welcome to Credit Repair Business Secrets. Okay. If you are new to my podcast, be sure to click to subscribe. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit that like button and leave me a comment, because believe it or not, those things really help me. Okay. And if you want to know how to go from zero to credit hero in just a couple weeks, then go to CreditHeroChallenge.com. Okay. Now, generally speaking, credit repair is most effective for clients who have inaccuracies, outdated information, conflicting personal information, inflating balances, duplicates, mixed credit files, or identity theft on their credit report. Really, credit repair, it all boils down to repairing or fixing errors. Now, you may have leads who aren't quite sure if what's on their credit report are errors or not, and that's okay. See, the beauty of the Fair Credit Reporting Act is that it allows anyone to dispute anything that they feel is incorrect or even questionable, and if it can't be verified, it must be deleted. So, what should you look for in the ideal credit repair client? Well, for the most part, there are four things that as a credit hero, you can make a big difference in and get results for your clients. And the first one is inaccuracies and errors. Remember, as a credit repair professional, your job is to remove inaccurate information, not accurate information. Finding inaccuracies and errors on a lead's credit report is like finding gold nuggets, because they can be removed and your client will gladly pay you for it. Now, the second is older debts. If the debts are current or just recently went past due, they're very fresh and they may be very difficult to remove. So as a rule of thumb, the older they are, the better. And the third is duplicates and triplicates. If you pull a credit report for a client and you notice a bunch of duplicate collections, charge-offs, or public records, that's a very good sign that you can make a huge difference and really get results for this client. And the fourth and final are people that are not in the process of bankruptcy. See, active bankruptcies are virtually impossible to get rid of. So if someone is still going through the process, Tell them that you'd love to help them out, but it's got to be in 6 to 12 months. And at that point, you're going to have a much higher chance of success. Now, if your lead doesn't fall into any one of these four categories, there's a chance that even though you want to help, there isn't much you can do. Now, if you still want to sign up those clients, be sure to set realistic expectations and be sure to work with people who really understand that the process takes time and who are willing to listen to your guidance. If you set realistic expectations and your potential client understands and agrees with those, then you've found a life that you can potentially change as you grow your business. And if you're just starting or thinking of starting your credit repair business, I want to invite you to join our upcoming Credit Hero Challenge. During this couple week long challenge, I'm going to hold you by the hand and take you step by step as you launch your very own credit repair business. It's a highly interactive program with live coaching calls, daily mentorship, and a ton of action steps and bonuses, and you even get certified in 3 different areas. So go check it out right now at CreditHeroChallenge.com. And if you're finding value in the things that I'm sharing on this podcast, be sure to click to subscribe so you don't miss anything. And if you're feeling kind, rate me, give me a review, give me a thumbs up, give me something, because this is a new podcast and I can use all the help I can get. And I will see you in the next episode. And until then, be a credit hero and keep changing lives. Hey, everybody, it's Daniel again. And really quick, I'd like to invite you to join what I believe is the best thing we have ever created inside the Credit Repair Cloud community. And it is a challenge that we call the Credit Hero Challenge. If you're just planning out your business or you're just getting it started and you dream of having a successful business of your own so you can quit your 9-to-5 and fire your boss and have financial freedom, or so you can add another revenue stream to your existing business, if that's your dream, you need to get into this challenge. We created this challenge to help you to create and launch your very own credit repair business, to build a proper foundation for a really successful business. This challenge is going to help you to understand the strategy, the tactics, and all the things you need to be successful at credit repair. It really is the greatest thing we have ever built, and it will change your life. So I recommend you do it right now. Stop everything, pause this audio, go online, and go to CreditHeroChallenge.com. That's CreditHeroChallenge.com, and join the next challenge. And there's a challenge that's starting in just a few days, so go get started right now at CreditHeroChallenge.com.